Jerry Bader Show, 9:55. There is something hysterical going on in Chicago. I first picked up on it about a week and a half ago, and I haven't had a chance to talk about it. The Trump building in Chicago, Trump Tower Chicago, is, what is it? Is it a hotel? I don't remember what it all is. But the big Trump building in Chicago is driving liberals crazy, including Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Why? Because Donald Trump had the temerity to put his name on it. It's up, what, about 20 stories? And it's actually smaller. They're 20-foot letters, and they are smaller than what the city council said he could hang there in 2009. So they can't do anything to make him take it down. You would not believe the way this is driving liberal Chicagoans nuts. Rex Hupke, writing in the Chicago Tribune, "There are several things I dislike about the giant Trump sign that Donald Trump, the horrible Archduke of Egotown, affixed to the lower torso of his Chicago skyscraper. One, it reminds me that Donald Trump exists. Two, it triggers my gag reflex and the ack-ack sounds I make are disconcerting to tourists passing by. Three, see item number one. Trump himself has said the sign will become iconic and will one day be like the Hollywood sign, but most of us non-crazy people recognize it for what it is. The signage equivalent of a dragon tattoo inked just above the riverfront skyline's butt." Tribune architecture critic Blair Kamen described it as being as subtle as Godzilla, prompting Trump to describe Kamen as a third-rate architecture critic. By third-rate, I assume Trump meant highly respected and Pulitzer Prize-winning, but who knows of that guy? Regardless, it appears we're stuck with the five-letter salute to narcissism, so I say we turn a Trump-tastrophe into a Trump-pertunity. Trump's goal in erecting the 20-foot-high, 141-foot-long sign is to further implant the Trump brand in the minds of anyone. And then he just goes on, oh, there have been editorial cartoons about it. Jason, here it is. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. You know what's really going on here, don't you? You know what's really driving the liberals crazy about this, don't you? Besides the fact they hate Donald Trump, I realize, and I'm not the world's biggest Trump fan. I don't particularly want to see him run for president as a Republican. I didn't like the talk. But they are so afraid that he is going to run for president or somehow that his name will be tied to conservative politics, and they can't stand the thought of having to look at it every day. It nauseates them. Boy, you want to talk about intolerant? Worse than I ever imagined. Who cares? It's 9:58.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.